All right, so we are recording now, and John, the winners of the Pettis County Lighting Contest have been announced. Why don't we start out with a little bit about the history and why the county decided to hold this year?
Well, you know, that's a really good question, and bottom line is that Pettis County government is serious business, but and all of our elected officials, department heads of staff, they all work hard, work together to provide the very best services to all of our friends and neighbors throughout Pettis County. But, you know, bottom line, every once in a while you need to have a little fun, and we modeled our program off of the program or the project that the city of Sedalia did, but they were, of course, restricted to those houses and those homes that were inside the city limits, and we thought it would be kind of neat to try something this year to have a contest for those who were outside of Sedalia throughout all of Pettis County. We have had a number of entrants, and the great ladies of a chapter of Beta Sigma Phi actually did all the judging for us. Judging was based upon, you know, the overall lighting, the amount, and how, what kind of area it covered, eye appeal just as you pull up, and of course, you know, originality, something kind of unique, and then bottom line, just the overall appeal of the display. And we just making the announcement of the prizes. The first place winner was Tammy and Dennis Walker. They live at 29693 Rattlesnake Hill Road, just south of Smithton. And basically, Rattlesnake Hill Road is just on the west side of the town of Smithton. You drive south on the blacktop until it turns to gravel. Drive a little while on the gravel, and then you kind of make a right turn, and there it is, a huge display, you know, overtaking their farm area. Second place was Mr. and Mrs. David Wolf. They live at 1920 Ashwood Circle, which is in Hunter's Ridge, just west of Sedalia. Third place was Doug and Tammy Ketting at 4235 Green Circle here in Sedalia, or actually on the west side of Sedalia. They live in Country Club Edition. And then honorable mention went to Cindy and Scotty Birdwell, who live at 25857 Thomas Road, just south of Lamont.
All right. And what were some of the criteria these people were judged upon?
You know, as I said before, the things that they were looking for, the sorority ladies were the lighting, the number of lighting, how many lights there were, the overall eye appeal of the display, originality, you know, how unique the display was, and then just the overall appeal of when you pull up to it, how exciting does it make you feel about having Christmas. And one of the unique things about this is that we actually did award monetary prizes, and all the money was it was a privately funded event, which means no county funds were spent. But instead of the landowners, homeowners actually getting the money, it was actually awarded on behalf of the winners to the charity of their choice.
And what charities did these people choose?
The three that were chosen was First Baptist Church for their mission project there. And the second one was Division Church, which is a new startup church. And the third was the Sedalia Animal Shelter.
All right, lovely. Well, do you think you guys will hold this again next year?
Well, you know, this year was just kind of a trial run, kind of a test. It was exciting, it was fun, and I'm looking forward to being able to do it again next year.
All right, perfect. Do you have anything you'd like to add?
Nope, I think that covers it all, and it's always a pleasure to talk with you.